On Sunday, Prescott police responded to a call of an explosive device near the Prescott post office. Prescott Police Chief Eric Michaels joined KDWA on Monday to talk a bit about the situation, as the device was actually closer to the Prescott Middle School, and it was indeed an explosive. The Prescott Police worked with numerous organizations to secure the scene, dispose of the explosive, and making sure the entire area surrounding the police situation was safe. Chief Michaels on the initial call Sunday morning.
Well, at approximately 9:55, our officers were notified of a suspicious device. It originally came out that it was located across from the post office, 5 to 6 feet from the shoulder, but in fact, it was actually closer to about a block to a block and a half south of the post office on Campbell Street on the east side of the road, which would be the old high school, the now intermediate school. Basically, what had happened was that the officer showed up there, kind of got a look at it. They determined that it would be in the best interest to start kind of moving people back and away and maybe evacuating some houses just based on the characteristics of the device as it laid there without getting too close. So I think we evacuated about a block west of Campbell Street from approximately James all the way, I believe, down to St. Croix Street. And once that took place, we kind of just, you know, didn't let anybody in and out of that area except for emergency personnel. And we basically waited for the bomb squad to show up based upon what the characteristics of that device were. They showed up, I believe, took a couple hours to get them there due to logistics, crossing state lines and such. But we ended up getting them there, I think, about 1:20 in the afternoon. They did their thing, determined that it was indeed an explosive device. Then they went through their process of making it safe, disabling it. They did not detonate it. They did not defuse it. They have their processes that, you know, enable them to make that device safe without having to do any of that. It was an explosive device, and that was confirmed by the EOD tech that was on scene. And then once we were able to get close to it after it had been opened up, you could definitely see that if that had gone off, it would have caused some significant damage, bodily harm, and possibly even death.
The explosive device was actually discovered by a passerby. And as we always say, if you see something suspicious, report it. We don't want to think about what could have happened if someone within the community didn't step up.
Yeah, correct. It was called in by a citizen that it was driving by that had noticed it, and they backed up because I think they thought it was a backpack or something. And then when they backed up and looked at it, they said, this isn't normal, and they got out of there and called us right away. To be honest with you, that device was laying there for some time based upon some witness statements that we got, and, you know, it was never called into us because they didn't stop and look at it. They assumed it was something else.
By all accounts, the way all of the agencies worked together in Prescott on Sunday was flawless, according to Chief Michaels.
You're right. They did a great job. Every agency that was here, I think it was Prescott PD, Pierce County Sheriff's Department, our fire department, River Falls EMS, and then State Patrol was here, as well as the St. Paul Bomb Squad. And they did work well together. Everybody knew what their job was. You know, aside from getting everybody out of the area, you know, it was basically a sit and wait game, you know, just because we don't have the resources to tackle this kind of incident. So considering, you know, the heat that was a part of yesterday, I mean, I think at one time it was 99 degrees out, you know, real feel. So with humidity and all that, they did a great job. And the other thing I want to say too is I got to thank PTACS. PTACS put together some food for us and for everybody that was out there. And, you know, the fire department had ice and water and coolers, and it worked out really well. And, you know, aside from the unfortunate part about having to, you know, displace people from their homes, it ended up being okay, and we worked through it, and everybody was able to get back into their home safely, no damage.
We also know in a small town like Prescott that somebody might know something about this explosive device. Chief Michaels encourages anybody with information to give the Prescott Police Department a call, and you can remain anonymous.
You can call us directly up here at the office, 8 to 4:30 every day, except for Saturday and Sunday. There's nobody here. But even if you call on Saturday and Sunday, it'll go out to the dispatch center. You know, you'll get an officer, and you don't have to leave your name. You know, you can be anonymous. The only thing that we ask is that even though you don't leave a name, leave us a number to get a hold of you in case we have follow-up questions, so it's not just a one-time conversation and we're done. But yeah, if anybody knows anything, and it could be even the slightest bit of information that you think is not pertinent to this, you just never know. And so we ask that, you know, any information, big or small, give us a call. You can remain anonymous. You don't have to tell us who you are, and we'll work from it and see if we can get this thing taken care of.